You know? Mm-hmm. We lay on hours, but hours is really a settee. It's real fancy.
Any other terms you've heard for that?
Okay. Now, the reason I'm calling you,
couch. There probably are, but I can't remember right now. Yes. Sofas, these are made into a bed, though. You can fold them out and make them into a bed.
And you mentioned the bedroom. What kind of furniture do you have in the bedroom?
Oh, real good furniture. We went deep in debt one time and bought some furniture. Thomasville, it's called Thomasville Furniture. Came from the Carolinas. And has a nice big headboard. It's a king size bed. And we have matching chest of drawers. My wife has hers and I have mine in there. Hers has a big mirror, mine doesn't, of course.
Is this something about vanity, man?
I use her mirror, though.
Yeah. You mentioned chest of drawers. Do you hang clothes in those?
No, that would be a chiffon robe if you would hang clothes in it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you hang your clothes?
I have a clothes closet.
Mm-hmm. And
let's see.
The chiffon robe, you ever heard
of
that called
anything
else besides a chiffon
robe? Yeah, sure am. They used to be very popular around here. And they're real tall, real heavy. And I'm trying to think of the name now. Give me a clue.
Have you heard them called wardrobe?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you think you may have heard?
Yeah, there's another word too. There's an old Southern expression. I'm trying to think of the word.
Chiffonier?
No. A chiffon robe is the classical term mm-hmm. for those.
Let's see. The things that you might have hanging over your windows would be what?
And drapes.
And if you just pull them down like that.
Okay. That would be a blind.
And let's see. The room that all between the right above the ceiling there. What would you call that?
That'd be the attic.
Many of the houses around here are two-story houses?
Some. Quite a few of the old ones are.
How do you get from the first floor to the second floor?
Okay, you go up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. If those are on the outside, you still call it a stair? You have a different term?
There's another term for that. Would be steps. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, if you were in the kitchen, sometimes you might have seen this in old houses, they might have a little room on mm-hmm. the kitchen where you keep up old canned goods and things like that. What would you call that?
Probably call it a pantry.
Mm-hmm. When you were coming up, did you have any other furniture in your kitchen besides a thing like tables and chairs and stove?
Yeah. I had a kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. How's that? And we had a refrigerator. We had an icebox in those days, though. That's before we had refrigerators. And a lot of folks still call them iceboxes, even though they aren't. You know, they're refrigerators.
You ever have a special kind of cabinet for keeping things like pies and so forth?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What'd you call it?
It's probably called a pantry, too. Pantry shelf.
You have this little cabinet on it?
Yes, they had that, too.
What did that look like,
Peter? Oh, yeah. I remember that we had no refrigeration, and we had a glass case looking deal, you know, we kept things in.
Did you ever hear anybody call that safe?
I've heard that expression. I don't use that expression at all. I've heard it used in Georgia, but my kids.